And this is all the stuff that people Googled in Ireland, the big top trending Google things that happened. So we want to know, what have you Googled in two particular areas, right? Have you ever put in, and everyone's gone this, what is? Oh yeah, and I would do it a lot sometimes with words, and you go, well, what's that word mean? So what is, or you'd read someone, see someone on television, okay, what is? So what is, have you ever put in what is? This year in 2013, I want to know what you put in. The top five, what is? Okay, what is gluten? What is gout? What is anxiety? What is love? Ah, what is love? And what is twerking? The number one, what is twerking? Okay, because so many people, that word just came in so fast this year, and people just had to go, okay, I need to be able to use this. People are using it every single day. So what is twerking? Oh, that's what it is. Okay, well, I know how to bring that into a sentence. Had a great twerk last night. So that's what is. I want to know what you Googled for what is. What did you ask Google this year, 2013? Also, which I thought was very good, is how to. This was another one. How to. Google is used so much. And then this goes off onto YouTube. We've done a few bits and pieces on this. So at any stage during the year, you needed to do something. And you go, how to. Now, apparently, how to make pancakes was the biggest how to. Which is quite bizarre, was the biggest in Google this year. So what did you ask Google this year? How to do something. So what is and how to? Give us a call, 1850 715 922. We'll put our poll together and see if it's similar to the one that's been released today. 1850 715 922. Text us what is or how to at 51552. It would be a bit of fun. Or if you want to, tweet us at Colm Hayes. Hashtag what is and fill it out, or how to and fill it out. Some people texted in. I learned how to change the ink cartridge from Google. Fantastic. Colm, I learned how to kill and pluck a turkey. Okay, how to kill and pluck a turkey. That'd be a bit of fun, wouldn't it? Or would it? I've learned how to. This year I asked Google, why do we have to boil lobsters alive? And actually found out they don't feel any pain when they get boiled. How do we know? Okay, there you go. I'd like Google to explain that. How do we know they don't feel any pain? Because they could put out this sort of little sound of noise. If you actually Google how to, just put all those words at the moment in our Google machine here at the moment. It's how to tie a tie. Okay, how to take a screenshot on a Mac, how to twerk, and how to boil eggs. Okay. Hey, Maria.
Hello.
Hello, Maria. How are you?
Not too bad, Colm, thanks.
How to? What did you find how to do?
I had to look up how to knit left-handed.
How to knit left-handed? Why?
Yeah, and I'm not very good at knitting right-handed, but I have a six-year-old daughter who is left-handed.
Yeah.
The rest of them are all right-handed, and she wanted me to show her how to knit.
Okay.
So her two brothers were learning how to knit in school, so they were at home here practicing their knitting.
The two boys are knitting away, are they?
Well, I wouldn't say they're knitting away, but they were doing it through school. They go to St. Lochteen's School here in Dunamore.
And what did they knit? I want to know what boys knit.
They were knitting teddy bears.
Teddy bears, okay.
Teddy bears, yeah. All right. So Ronan was here busily practicing his homework with his knitting.
Yeah.
So Sinead wanted to learn how to knit. So I sat down to show her how to knit, but then realised that I'm trying to teach her knitting right-handed. And it wasn't working, so she's obviously there trying to go with the left hand. Yeah. So I had to Google it.
So is there like a full YouTube video on how to knit left handed?
Oh, there is. Yeah. There's actually a few different ones, and so I clicked on one, and it started off with casting on the stitches. So I was there trying to cast on left handed, and then it went. Yeah, we managed a couple of lines. Yeah,
my knowledge of knitting would be quite minimal. Okay, as in just doesn't exist, right?
Okay.
Is there a huge difference in knitting left-handed or right-handed?
No, it's pretty much the same, only in the different direction. And I mean, when I sat down to think about it, it's just going a different, it's just doing it the different way around. Right. But I needed just something visual to see it. Even though I knew in my head what you're supposed to do, I couldn't do it.
Okay, so, and this video that on YouTube that showed you how to knit left-handed, can you remember, did it have many views?
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, I always check that, and I always love going on. No, I love going on to the YouTube videos that have only got like 14 people have ever watched this, because I feel, okay, that's good, I'm involved. Like yesterday we played one from a baby that had 62 million people actually watched.
Is that the baby laughing one, is it?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. How to knit left-handed, that's a good one. Thanks, Maria.
Not a bother.
All right, see you now. Have a good Christmas. Paul, how are you?
How are you doing, Colin?
How to what?
Marinate steak.
How to marinate steak?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I've been cooking steak over the few years, and it's always kind of overcooked and kind of dry and whatever. So, I heard about marinating, so I had a look, and it's just so easy to do, and it tastes so differently.
And who showed you how to do it on the YouTube?
There's lots of videos. They're only 2-3 minutes long, so I skipped through a few of them just to see the different types, but they're pretty much all the same. Just what you use is different, or the ingredients.
And while you're watching them on YouTube, are you checking out the people's kitchens? Because there's one girl that I go on to, and she does some great cooking, but her kitchen is in an absolute mess.
I haven't noticed that, to be honest, now.
Right, okay, that's just my brain.
Yeah.
How do you marinate a steak, Paul, in 20 seconds?
Well, my secret ingredient was soy sauce and then rapeseed oil and then some herbs and spices, garlic. There's lots of spices now on sale in most of the shops. Yeah. Super value, have a great selection.
And how long do you leave it on?
Well, they say to leave it as long as possible. Like, I find it, what I found since I've been doing it over the last few months, if you leave it in the fridge 2 or 3 hours before you cook it in the afternoon or evening, and it's just lovely. It's just really a lot tastier, and the meat's so much softer and easier to eat.
Well, you'll be pleased to know that a How to Marinate a Steak has 102,000 views, if this is the one that you're watching.
Yeah.
But yours was beaten by How to Knit Left-Handed, which had 160,000 views.
No, I never had to look at that.
I'm going to actually Google how to marinate left-handed and see how many views come in on that. Paul, thanks for that.
Thanks very much, Colin.
See you now. Bye-bye. So what did you do? What did you Google how to? And apparently, again, I remember we did this about a year ago, because this particular guy, this journalist, found out how to do everything for his car. He never has to service his car anymore. And then we started getting people who put their dishwashers back together and learned how to teach a rabbit to dance. And it was just crazy stuff. But how to make a pancake is the number one searched for in 2013, which is quite bizarre. I like this one. Colm, I learned how to transfer data from my iPhone to my Android. Finally, says Susan. Good one, okay. How to make toffee apples. And for Christmas, how to make ice cream Christmas pudding. Okay, Colm, this year I Googled, this is sort of sad, I Googled how to know a relationship is over. What did you Google? 1850-715-922. Alva, is it? Eva.
Hi, how's it going?
Is it Eva, Ava or Alva?
Alva.
How are you?
Not so bad. I was stressed out to get a crown that actually stays on a child's head.
So what did you have to Google? How to what?
How to make a crown. You know the way you can make a crown, and it's an ordinary crown, and it's like a spaceship, and it falls off the child's head, and it goes sideways, and they're trying to move on a stage, and it just doesn't sit. But it shows you how to make it. How to make it by you make it with hard card.
Yeah.
Measure the child's head perfect. You have to measure it perfect, and you have your hard cardboard and tinfoil. But then cut out a little, before you put the tinfoil, before you squash it in, get a bit of tinfoil to kind of cut a little loop at the back so that it actually sits on their head as opposed to falling off their head.
That sounds so complicated.
Well, I bought a hairband crown, and I thought I'd get away with that. And then he decided, because everybody else had their crowns made, he wanted to have a tinfoil crown like everybody else. And I thought, oh, Jesus, it can't be rocket science. Now, I have made a doll's house. I have made a puppeteer. I've made things in the past. I'm not totally stupid. And yet, simple thing like a crown, I couldn't figure out how to get it to stay on his head.
I
thought, has my child got a silly head or something? I said, no, he has a silly head. He's just got a silly mammy.
So it is how to. So you went, what did you actually put into Google? How to make a crown stay in somebody's head?
Yeah, and how to make a crown. And then I just went through all the crown things.
How to make a crown. And the, probably some of them are actually how to make a crown out of pure gold.
Well, no, I didn't go that extreme, yeah, now, yeah. Really.
Okay.
I mean, tinfoil is just about doing them. It's good.
Okay, how to make a crown. I like it. All right, listen, thanks for that.
Well, I mean, you'll come up with the stupidest things. I mean, which sock? I mean, I'd say if you Googled which foot to put your right sock on and your left sock on, is there a difference in your right sock and your left sock? I'm sure if you Google it, you're going to find a difference in a left sock and a right sock.
The entire, yeah, absolutely every single question known to man or beast is on Google.
Yeah,
the
because,
most
I mean,
stupidest
you've
things.
You've developed your socks into the big toe and the small toe situation, so then there's a right foot and a left foot on your sock. So, I mean, yeah, you'll get that on the stick.
We'll give that a shot. Thanks for that. Have a good Christmas.
Have a fantastic Christmas.
Bye. Bye. Did I do this one? How to kill and pluck a turkey? Oh, yeah, because I used to kill and pluck turkeys, God, years ago as a Christmas job. I always mention it around this time every Christmas, for obvious reasons. Colin, read the lady who's trying to teach her daughter to knit. Get mum to knit and her daughter watches in the mirror and all will be well. Susan, clever, clever. I just got to Google this YouTube thing, how to know a relationship is over. That just seems really sad. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you want to get to us, 1850-715-922 or text us at 51552. I'll have a look at the tweets in a minute, see if anyone's hashtagging how to. What did you how to on Google? Orla Murray, how are you?
How you doing? How are you?
Not too bad at all. How to what?
How to make a Slenderman costume.
Okay, what's a Slenderman?
Right, okay, I had no idea what Slenderman was until Halloween when my 9-year-old announced he wants to be Slenderman.
Okay.
It's some kind of a game. It's a very scary video game that has a scary thing that, I don't know where my 9-year-old saw it, but he decided he wants to be Slenderman. And I asked around a couple of friends, they were going, no, I have no idea what Slenderman looks like.
Yeah.
So I Googled it, and to my absolute surprise, there is hundreds of how to make a Slenderman costume.
Yes, there is. That's the bizarre thing. There's not just one of anything how-to on YouTube. There are thousands of them. So who do you trust?
Well, I trusted the girl that kind of looked like she knew what she was doing.
Okay.
And she was good with the glue gun, and that was
she
the
good with the glue gun.
She was good with the glue gun. So we went with the girl with the glue gun, who didn't look like she knew what she was talking about.
Oh, God, that's like the girl with the dragon tattoo.
We went with the girl. But, I mean, she made it very easy. And I actually did exactly what she said, followed her instructions to the T.
Yeah.
And the 9-year-old looked like Slenderman, because when I then found out pictures and everything of him, I knew exactly what we had to do.
And it worked.
It was brilliant. It absolutely brilliant. She made it so simple.
Wow, okay. So go with the girl with the glue gun.
Always go with the girl with the hot glue gun. You can't go wrong.
Is she a hot girl or just a hot glue gun?
No, she's just a hot glue gun.
I love it. All right, Orla, thanks for that.
Bye.
Bye. Alison.
Hi, Callum.
Hi, Alison. How to what?
How to unblock my washing machine.
Oh, was it bad?
It was at the time, yeah. And I refused to pay €100 for somebody to come out and do something I thought I could do myself.
Probably to come out and just remove a sock.
Yeah, well, would you believe there was a sock? Hair clips.
Yeah.
There was money. And I think there might have been a tweezers in there somewhere.
Is this the little screwy thing at the front of the washing machine?
No. Oh. This was the back of the washing machine. Okay. This was, I took the washing machine out and the big black pipe at the back of it, I took that apart and cleaned it out there.
Now, who did you trust when you went to how to?
I trusted the one that had the most views and the one that was specifically for my washing machine.
Ah, okay. So there was a choice of makes and
models. There was a choice of washing machine, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And was it from a TV show or was he just in his front room? Was it a man?
No, it was a man. He was in a workshop and he had the same washing machine as mine and he did it step by step.
And how many hits did he have, do you remember?
I remember there was quite a few because I specifically went with his one because he had more than others. So
that's really, I'd love to get to these guys who actually decide, you know what, I'm going to actually do a how-to video.
How to unblock my washing machine. Yeah.
And he's probably done about 20 of them of different makes, but you know.
Oh, I'd say so. I'd say he made it look easy, so I'd say he did quite a few of them, yeah.
And it worked.
It did work, yeah. It hadn't been working. There was lights flashing all over the place and I cleaned it out and put it all back together and turned it on and it's been working ever since.
Alison, I love it. Thanks for the call.
Thanks a million, Colin.
Have a good
Happy
Christmas. Bogna, how are you?
Hey, Colm, how are you?
It's a great name.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure people have said that before.
Yes.
Is it? Where's it from?
It's from Poland, yeah. It's Polish.
Is it a common Polish name?
No, very unusual, actually. When I was in school, there was only, I think, two Bognas in the town that I was living in.
Oh.
But I think there was two or three Bognas in Galway at the moment, so...
And do you know all our Irish names sort of have a, you know, they mean something as such. Is there a meaning for the name Bognar?
Not really. No.
It's just a sound.
It's just a name. Yeah.
Oh, it's just a name. You're not named after Prince Bognar. Princess Bognar.
Not that I know of, anyway.
Okay, well, I would go with that. Princess Bognar.
Oh, well, thank you. That sounds really good.
A beautiful medieval princess with long flowing hair.
Oh, sounds amazing.
Who fell in love with a prince and he died and then she drowned in a sea of syrup. Sorted, all right?
Sounds perfect.
What did you learn how to?
Well, I actually, well, I don't know have I learned, but right. I Googled last week how to skate backwards. So I watched it over and over again, and this afternoon I'm going ice skating to see can I actually do it.
How to skate backwards.
Yes.
And does it look easy?
It doesn't look too bad, actually. The guy makes it look really easy,
yeah.
And kind of, you know, he just pushes himself off and shows you how to do the moves, but I don't know. Well, we'll find out tonight.
Why do you want to skate backwards?
See, I've been going a lot because there's a skating rink in Galway this
yeah.
year, and I loved ice skating as a child.
Yeah.
So I skated a lot in the last few weeks, and I've decided that I'm, you know, confident enough going forward, but I'd love to go backwards.
And when you were a kid in Poland, would there be a lot of? Would you skate on lakes? Like, would everything freeze?
Lakes.
I would imagine you get a lot of snow and it just freeze. Yeah.
Yeah, where I'm from, there's lots of lakes around, and we always skated on frozen lakes. All right. Yeah.
Could you skate to Sweden?
Not in my lifetime. Okay. However, my granny told me that there was a year just after the war, I think,
yeah.
Where the Baltic Sea frozen over.
Wow.
And lots of people actually went over to Sweden.
That's what happened,
they
Prince.
Emigrated.
That's what happened, Princess Bognar. She skated away to Sweden.
Backwards.
That's it, yeah. I love it. Listen, give us a text tomorrow if you're not in hospital.
Well, don't say that.
I'm just joking. Give us a text tomorrow and tell us, did you skate backwards successfully?
Will do. I'll let you know.
Enjoy. Take care.
Thanks very much, Colm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy Christmas. I'm going to play a little bit of this one. This is because I think this is sad. How to know when your relationship is over. Now, this is from, there's two guys. They've the strangest looking heads on them, right? And they're actually producing a TV show, but the TV show is obviously, and it's an online TV show. Nobody's watching it, guys. There's only 3,000 hits on this. And they have real serious heads on it. Have a listen to these guys. This is how to know your relationship is over.
Hey, everyone. I'm Corey Jenkins.
And I'm Brad Swanson.
We're the co-hosts of the Mailroom TV, and we wanted to talk to you a little bit about our live weekly program called Real Men, Real Answers. Basically, it's a one-hour program where that's exactly what it is. Brad and I sit here, we read the questions that have come into our inbox, and we also read the live chat that's going on, and we answer questions about love, dating, sex, relationships. And to give you an example, I'm looking real quick at an email I printed out, and it says, how do you know when a relationship's not going anywhere, and when do you bail out? Good question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
We're probably that's enough. Right, if you want to get to us, you know what to do, 1850-715-922 or text us at 51552. Here's a few more bits and pieces. How to? Colm, I try to find out how to tell a male cat from a female cat. I still got it wrong. It's not this. I would have thought that was quite easy. Do they not have one and the other one doesn't? No? Cats? I mean, cats. If there's any dogs listening at the moment, cats. I know when we do that at home, our little dog goes absolutely nuts. So if your dog has just gone crazy this moment, please tell us, 51552. Cats. I would imagine they just have similar sort of bits that dogs would have as well, and you just go looking. You just lift them up in the air and turn them over. Anyway, Colm, I've become good at breaking the screen on my iPhone. Snap. My husband Googled how to replace the screen on your iPhone. Apparently, it is so easy and cheap to buy. Because they'll charge £100 in some of the shops, or £70 in some of the other shops. There's a chap down not far from us, and he'll do it for like £50, but I'm not sure. I Googled being let down by friends. Ah, it's sad when you have to Google something like that, isn't it? Column, I Googled how to put set in light bulbs in the spotlights in the kitchen. Okay, Mary, worked out. Googled how to make a Batman costume and how to laminate a floor. Oh, that's the same text. Were they associated in any way? What about how to improve your relationship column? I'll have to try that one. Okay, that'll be, yeah. Column, I Googled how to induce labour turns. Sorry, labour. Turns out nothing works but the drugs in the hospital. Anyway, I have my gorgeous wee boy now. Well done, Gillian. You'd actually Google how to induce labour. Colin, my son is learning the capitals of Europe at the moment. Yesterday I Googled, how do you pronounce the capital of Slovenia? It looks very complicated, but all you need to do is drop the J, so it's pronounced Ljubljana. You can really find everything on Google. Homework done successful. Yippee. Ljubljana, there you go. Ljubljana. Colin, what I'd like to Google is to tell me, why did kamikaze pilots wear parachutes? It's just in case they missed. And then they get a second chance at doing it. That's one of those old ones. And also, I love this one. It's just come on Twitter if you want to get to us, at Colm Hayes, 2FM. There's a couple here. And again, this has happened to me. How to get a stuck CD out of the car radio. Because again, if you go down to the garage, they'll charge you a fortune. I Googled how to get a retweet from Colm Hayes at 2FM. At Colm Hayes 2FM. Yeah. Okay. We'll send you one. I Googled, what is a Miley Cyrus? And there's one more. I asked Google, what is Google? A little hand came out of the screen and slapped me. Just on the last text that we got in there that I mentioned, how to pronounce Ljubljana. There's a whole bunch of how to pronounce websites, okay? They're YouTube videos. And they're all very, 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 very serious. But one guy has decided to try and catch everybody out. His graphics are perfect. It's called the YouTube.com pronunciation guide, but it's obviously for people who don't have English, right? So they might be going over to Ireland or whatever, and they'll go, I wonder how to pronounce Guinness. So he has in big black letters, he has the word Guinness. So this is how he's saying you should pronounce Guinness. Now listen.
Ganches. Oh, fairin' and 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 ganches.
That's most bizarre, isn't it? And he also has one for cappuccino. Have a listen to this one for cappuccino. This is great. Where is he? Here he is.
Campa-pa-pa-pa-kikikain. Campa-pa-pa-pa-nikikikain. Campa-pa-pa-pa-kikikain.
Just check out pronunciation guide. It's a piss take. But there's probably people around the world. Actually, that one there, how to pronounce cappuccino, has 752,000 views so far. It's most bizarre. 2FM.